Today, I'd like to talk with you about how to care for your soul during difficult times like these, with a message entitled, Sitting Beside the Sea. I'm Peter Wallace, and this is Day One.
Welcome to Day One, the weekly program that brings you outstanding preachers from America's mainline Protestant churches, sharing insight and inspiration from God's Word for your life. Now to introduce this week's preacher, here's our host, Peter Wallace.
Thank you, Sherry. In a few moments, I'll share a sermon with you on Matthew chapter 13 entitled, Sitting Beside the Sea. 4 weeks ago, I shared an update with you about the Day One ministry. As you can imagine, the COVID-19 pandemic has continued to make an impact on our production plans, causing several of our scheduled preachers to cancel their recording sessions and programs. That's what happened again this week. The Day One team and I are committed to continuing to share meaningful messages of faith, hope, and love with you each week on this program. Last week, we were honored to have the Reverend Dr. David Hull with us. He's the associate pastor of Second Ponce de Leon Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, where the Day One ministry makes its home. Upcoming preachers are mostly recording in studios where they live rather than coming to Atlanta to our Day One studio. Sometimes this works and sometimes it doesn't. As I record this in mid-May, the situation we've been living in for many weeks is slowly changing. We are still in the midst of encouragements to stay home, wear masks, and keep our social distance. Slowly, some churches are able to offer very limited worship gatherings safely, and this will continue to unfold. I pray that by the time you hear this, the situation will have improved even more, but we'll continue to trust God no matter what. We pray that you and your loved ones will remain safe and well. And if you or someone close to you is suffering from the coronavirus, we pray for God's healing and peace. Of course, our weekly radio program is available for you to listen to anytime during the week on your favorite podcast app. If you have a smartphone, open your podcast app and search for Day One Weekly Program. That's D-A-Y numeral 1 Weekly Program, and it should pop right up for you to subscribe to. Our website at dayone.org has a huge amount of trustworthy content for your spiritual life and growth in audio, video, and text. Visit dayone.org anytime and start digging into the various sections you'll find there. It's easy to use whether you're on a desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or cell phone. And while you're there, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter so we can keep in touch with you. Friends, as I told you 4 weeks ago, I've had the honor and joy to be part of this media ministry for more than 19 years now. I believe very deeply in our mission to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ through the radio, by podcast, and online, with a diverse group of wonderful preachers from the historic Protestant denominations. We love hearing from you about how the Day One ministry has been meaningful in your own life. Please let us hear from you. You can email us at info@dayone.org. That's info@day1.org. Or send a letter to Day One at 2715 Peachtree Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. And especially in these difficult times, please remember that the Day One ministry exists only because people like you support it with their financial contributions. I hope you will keep all of us who bring you Day One in your prayers as we pray for you. We are truly grateful for you. You are why we do what we do. We pray to God to give you faith and courage, health and hope in abundance, now and always. Amen.
Jesus calls us, Lord.
reading from Matthew chapter 13. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and another 30. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Ah, summertime. I love summer, because summer typically means vacation time. Unfortunately, many of us this year may not be able to afford a vacation because of layoffs and furloughs at work. And many of us may feel as though we've been forced into a staycation, staying at home under shelter-in-place rules during the pandemic for many weeks already. We've also seen in the news these past weeks many people heading to a beach as stay-at-home recommendations have been eased. We've seen crowds of people along the Florida Gulf, the Atlantic Coast, Huntington Beach, California, even some far-flung exotic beaches. When I was a kid, every summer, my family would take a month-long vacation, usually in August, to Sunken Meadow Beach near Claremont, Virginia, right on the glorious James River, across from the popular tourist destinations of Jamestown and Williamsburg, Virginia. When I was growing up, my father was the very busy senior pastor of Johnson Memorial United Methodist Church in Huntington, West Virginia. But every summer we'd go spend time where he grew up, near Hopewell in Richmond, Virginia, visit our aunts and uncles and cousins on his side of the family, and hang out at Sunken Meadow. Dad needed the respite from caring for his flock the rest of the year, and he would spend most days getting up at 0:30 and heading for the meadow across the road, which had been flooded decades earlier. That's the Sunken Meadow in the name of the beach adjacent to it. This pond was stocked with all kinds of delicious fish just ready to be caught, hopefully. Dad would while away the day in a little wooden rowboat, fishing, meditating, and resting, while we four kids were busy swimming in the river or exploring the beaches or playing skee ball in the little beach store or reading comic books or walking up the shore looking for shark's teeth and other beautiful shells. My mother had a real eye to find those shark's teeth. More often than not, Dad would bring home our dinner of bass or trout he'd caught. Oh, it was just idyllic. I loved those summer vacations. Sadly, Sunken Meadow Beach doesn't really exist anymore, having been decimated by a hurricane some years ago. But it certainly lives in my memory and my heart. But now, as we face this summer's vacation season, as we face reality, we realize it can be difficult to take a good, long, substantial vacation these days. We're so busy with our job, whether at the workplace or remotely, with family and community activities or caring for loved ones, or we simply lack the financial wherewithal to spend on a vacation. And yet, that's all the more reason why we need to take a break from time to time to rest and relax and recharge our physical and spiritual batteries. especially in these times of stress and worry over coronavirus, jobs, family members, finding needed supplies, and everything else. Friends, we need to take a break from time to time, maybe just for a day, or an hour, or even a few minutes. Did you notice in the gospel reading today that Jesus took a mini vacation to the beach? That same day, our text begins, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. As I tried to prepare this sermon for today on the parable of the sower, which Jesus tells here in Matthew chapter 13, I got stuck on that verse. I just love it. I don't think I'd ever really noticed it before. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Oh, that's nice. Can't you see him? He kicks his sandals off, spreads out a beach towel, sits down, and gazes at the calming sea. He watches birds swoop down for wiggly morsels of sea life to snatch and gulp. He chuckles at a banded newt or fire salamander darting on the rocks. He listens as a hoopoe bird sings out its name, hoop, hoop, hoop. He admires the clouds billowing across the sky, and maybe a dark cloud is emptying a sheet of rain over in one corner of the sea. Jesus just sits there beside the sea, breathing, gazing, praying, congratulating God the Father for this peaceful, beautiful, creative handiwork. As he sits and gazes upon the world around him, I wonder if the words of the prophet Isaiah in our Old Testament text for today come to his mind. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the very thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills, and perhaps the sea, before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Or perhaps the psalmist's praise echoes on Jesus' lips from today's Psalm 65. By awesome deeds you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation. You are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. You silence the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples. Those who live at earth's farthest bounds are awed by your signs. You make the gateways of the morning and the evening shout for joy. Matthew tells us that same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and there he rests, meditates, prays, alone with his heavenly Father. But what had happened that same day? What's Matthew referring to? Well, look at the preceding chapter, Matthew 12, and wow, it's been an exhausting day for Jesus. Apparently, it's a Sabbath day, a time to rest and focus on God. But Jesus has been busy. Matthew 12 begins, "At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath." Jesus and his disciples get in trouble with the Pharisees for breaking the Sabbath law against doing any work whatsoever. They are hungry, so they simply plucked heads of grain and popped them in their mouths as they walked through the fields, a healthy whole grain snack. But the Pharisees said that was work. Jesus makes his defense by claiming to be Lord of the Sabbath. Then Jesus heads to a synagogue where he heals a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath, getting into trouble all over again. And Matthew says the religious elite conspire to destroy him. And when Jesus becomes aware of that, he leaves. But crowds follow him, so he cures their sick. Then a demoniac is brought to him for healing, and Jesus teaches the crowds about what's happening and attacks the religious leaders again. Well, this healing, teaching, debating with Pharisees goes on in Matthew 12. As part of Matthew's report of this day, Jesus' mother and brothers even come to see him, and he seems to ignore them. For he says, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." So it has been a very busy day for Jesus, at least in this account. It's exhausting just to read. I don't know how Jesus did it. Well, maybe I do. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And I'm sure he didn't just sit there beside the sea. As we read through the Gospels, it's very clear that Jesus made it a practice to get away alone to rest and pray, whether up on a mountainside or in a garden or here beside the sea. Luke 5:16 tells us that Jesus often withdrew to solitary places to pray. The Gospel writers don't describe in any detail what Jesus did during these respites, these mini vacations, probably because they weren't there. But we know they were important to Jesus. These brief respites provided a way for him to recharge his physical and spiritual batteries in the presence of his loving Heavenly Father. So, after busy times of ministry, Jesus would go off by himself. It reminds me of those sunken meadow summers when my dad would go off to the fishing pond to fish and pray alone. He was a smart man. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Well, I'd like to say, go thou and do likewise and be done with it. Unfortunately for Jesus, the text doesn't stop there. It goes on and on. Here he is sitting beside the beach, and such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. Jesus can't help but attract a crowd, people who are needy, oppressed, grasping onto what little hope they can muster with this Jesus. Maybe he's the one, finally. Maybe. The crowd gets so large that Jesus climbs into this boat and sits out there, a great example of social distancing. And then he offers them some more of what they want and need, a story, a parable. Listen, he says, a sower went out to sow. Now, we know this story. For Pastor Keith Anderson, who preached on this text for Day One back in 2014, this parable is more about the character of the sower than about where seeds land. God is the sower. Keith titled his sermon, God the Crazy Farmer. This parable echoes our reading from Isaiah 55 I referenced earlier, which pictures God as a sower of the word, God's message of love and forgiveness. Just as snow and rain water the earth and bring forth life, so God's word rains down and fulfills its purpose of kindling faith, hope, and love in those who hear it. Retired Presbyterian pastor Tom Egebeen explained that the sower throws the seed of God's word of love and hope on all kinds of soil and ground. A lot of seed never germinates, and that's just the way of life. But stones and rocks and weeds and birds and hot sun and all that good seed wasted on them, shouldn't God be a bit more careful with all that good seed? No, Jesus seems to be saying, God is generous, lavish, even wasteful with the seed of love, and so should we be. Don't worry about the losses. Don't waste time counting seeds. Just grab that seed of love, fling it, throw it with a mighty arm. Cast it freely, far and wide, because the seed of God's love is abundant. It never runs out. There's always more than enough. It helps for us to be good, prepared soil to receive it, but the seed of God's love is there for the taking. And oh, we need that love of God more than ever in this world, don't we? Frankly, I find it amazing that Jesus can be so profound after such a busy, hectic day. He's been moving around, busily ministering to others all day long, except for taking that moment to walk out of the house and sit beside the sea in the presence of God. Friends, we live busy lives, heavy with responsibilities, with needs that never fully get met, with people who need our support and involvement now more than ever. This pandemic we've been through for so long this year only makes that all the more clear. Our schedules can seem to be never-ending, with to-dos piling up continually. Sometimes I hope our busyness can even be productive and helpful in healing. So, like Jesus, we must take time to rest and recharge and pray. Take time to go out of the house and sit beside the sea or the pond or on the porch or in a park or an empty sanctuary or some other peaceful, solitary place. And open yourself to receive the seed of God's love that is continually being flung around us. Open yourself so that it can take root within you. Taking time to rest and open ourselves to God, as Jesus did, is one way to prepare the soil of our souls to receive God's seed of love so that it will grow and flourish. So I invite you to follow Jesus' example and get away for a recharging, prayerful rest for a week, a day, an hour, even a few moments. When we do, may God cast holy seeds of love and joy and peace, of strength and guidance and meaning, as wildly and lavishly and generously as the sower cast his seeds. Who knows what beautiful and nourishing crops might grow in our lives, in our churches, and in our communities as a result? Let us pray. God of lavish love, we find ourselves desperate not only to experience your love and peace, but to find a quiet place alone to let ourselves receive it. Plant within our hungry souls the seeds of your love and give them the spiritual light and nourishment they need to blossom and flourish so that we can spread your love just as lavishly and wastefully in this world as you do. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You've been listening to a message entitled Sitting Beside the Sea by yours truly, Peter Wallace. For a free printed transcript, you can call Day One at 404-815-9110. That's 404-815-9110. Or write to us at Day One, 2715 Peachtree Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Remember, Day One depends on the financial gifts of faithful listeners like you. Please consider supporting our ministry with a generous donation. We appreciate it. This is Peter Wallace. Next week on Day One, we're pleased to welcome the Reverend Chrissy Tatum Williamson, Senior Pastor of Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. You won't want to miss her inspiring message, The Gospel According to the Compost Pile. That's next time on Day One.
Day One is the voice of America's mainline Protestant churches. Visit us online at dayone.org. Thank you for joining us. I'm Sherry Miller wishing you all God's blessings on day one and forever.